Find it so crazy that the only guy who doesn't get checked to go in the casino is this guy.
Oh, I guess, you know.
I get checked. Mike gets checked.
I get checked.
And Taz gets checked.
Not me.
Thank you, Crown Casino. Damn. And they didn't let me in, or him.
That's crazy.
Or this guy. Wow.
Now, I don't know whether Dick Fain is across this story. It's been making some headlines down under here with Ben Simmons, who, of course, is the highest paid sports person on the planet as far as we're concerned in the Aussie world of NBA after that multi-million dollar contract with Philadelphia, down under and refused entry the other night at Crown Casino in Melbourne. Now, there's two contrasting storylines here, Laws. One is Crown Casino are definitely saying they follow protocol. They ask for ID for anyone they believe is under 25 years of age. Ben Simmons refused to give that sort of ID to prove that his identity and he was under 25. They say it had nothing to do with his skin color. Ben Simmons believes he's been racially discriminated against, but Crown definitely say that he refused to show his ID and that's why he was refused entry to Crown Casino. So this kerfuffle goes on. Dick Fain joins us from the United States of America, or maybe he's in Europe somewhere. Hello, Dick.
Yeah, for the first time ever, I've been doing this with you guys for almost 20 years, and for the first time ever, I'm in the middle of the ocean right now. That's the kind of dedication I have to you guys. I'm somewhere between England and Ireland right now in the middle of the
wow.
Atlantic Ocean. But yeah, as a matter of fact, I did see that story. It actually made the front page of ESPN. And upon reading it, I guess the only clarification I would need is, are the people that Ben Simmons are with white, black, and did they all get asked for their identification? Because it made the story that I read kind of made it sound like Ben was the only one that was asked for identification.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the case according to Crown Casino. So yeah, normally with these things, the truth lies somewhere in the middle, I guess, Dick.
No, that's true, and it's obviously unfortunate. You know, it doesn't sound, you know, just reading it, I mean, it didn't sound like to me that there was a lot of culpability of the casino. It didn't really sound like racism, but, I mean, obviously that's just one story you're reading on ESPN. And if Ben did not willingly hand over his identification, then obviously he got the right to be refused
yep.
service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the story Crown say. We'll move on from this, by the way, Loz, but
yeah.
You have your opinion, but they say we asked for his ID. He refused to show it. See, Laurie doesn't need to show his ID down there, Dick, because, you know, he's so famous.
That's right. He's a world-famous cricketer, right?
That's exactly right. Played many a test matches for Australia in cricket, Dick. Hey, Dick, what about Tom Brady? Is he going around again? Has he signed a new contract?
Well, if Laurie's so famous, he can probably afford the house that Tom Brady and Giselle just put up. What do you think? $39.5 million American, Laurie. You want to buy Tom Brady's house for?
Oh, I haven't got that type of money, Dick.
$5 million?
TK has.
He's not. Hey, Dick, he's not going to downgrade to Tom Brady's house. I can tell you.
Yeah, Tom Brady has the. Kind of, it sounds to me like a rollover contract. I mean, it's a 2-year contract, but really the Patriots reserved the right to void it after the first season. So it's really only a 1-year contract. It does give Tom Brady a nice little bump. We all know that Tom Brady has been giving the Patriots a significant discount, which has helped him win Super Bowls over the past few years. He's really the only person in the NFL that does that gives his team a marketed discount for his services, obviously, because, you know, one, he's made millions and millions over the 20 years he's played for them, and two, his wife makes even more than he does. So he's got that going for him that most NFL quarterbacks don't have. But he gets a bump where he's now towards the top end of the salary structure. He's still not number one. That belongs to the Seahawks, Russell Wilson's at $35 million per year. But, you know, I think what we've reached now is we've reached the point where the Patriots are no longer willing to bank on him for more than 1 year at a time. And that's smart. He's 42 years of age. You have to see how he performs at any point when you get that old in anything, you can just fall off the cliff. I mean, it wouldn't shock anybody if Tom Brady led the team to a Super Bowl this year, but it also wouldn't shock anybody if Tom Brady just clearly shows that he has hit a wall, can't put the numbers up, can't get the wins that he's gotten previous. And if that's the case, then this would be his last year. I think the reality probably lies somewhere in the middle. He'll have a good but not spectacular year. And, you know, then they'll make a decision at the end of the year whether to bring him back for 2020.
Yeah. It's amazing. Tiger Woods, British Open, he was underprepared. I still believe he's having some troubles with his back. He says not, by the way, but he quite clearly can't practice the way he'd like.
You know, that's the truth. I don't think his back is hurting him, but that doesn't mean he's not having problems with it. There's probably stiffness there.
Yeah.
There's just age. He's admitted that age is kind of taking a toll. He's also admitted that, you know, he's focusing more on his family now. His wife, obviously, he's no longer with her, but he still has his kids, and he wants to make sure that he's a better dad than what he was when his kids were really young. And so he's just not practicing as much because of family reasons and also because of health reasons. He just can't practice the way. He can't physically work out the way he did when he was in his 20s and 30s. And I think the schedule now, the PGA schedule, where you have a major every single month instead of having that nice break between the Masters and the really the summer schedule, I think it's going to hurt him a little bit because he doesn't have enough time for it. Cover. It'll be interesting to see what he does at Liberty National this week in the Northern Trust, and if he's able to put together three good weeks in a row towards the Tour Championship. As you recall last year, his Tour Championship was unforgettable. The fans on the 18th green just pouring out to watch him. It was kind of a re-coronation for Tiger Woods that vaulted him to the 2019 Masters Championship. I'd love to see him play pretty well this week, and he's got an opportunity to because he hasn't played in a little bit now.
Yeah, this is coming from one of our listeners, Clay at Newcastle. Dick, can you provide an update on whether Zeke Elliott and Melvin Gordon will get a new contract or hold out until the regular season?
Yeah, I think Zeke Elliott, he has got to get a contract done. He says he is not going to report to the Cowboys until a contract's done. I think it would behoove the Cowboys to do it because what Zeke Elliott can do is, you know, he still has a contract left in his contract, but what he can do is he can hold out about half the season and then report and give the Cowboys about a half of a season, and then this year will count towards his free agency, and potentially he could do that 2 years in a row where he only plays half seasons. Well, the Cowboys certainly don't want to pay Ezekiel Elliott to play a half a season, so I would imagine something's going to get done with Zeke between now and the beginning of the season. I think probably the same goes for Melvin Gordon, although Melvin Gordon is not the same running back Ezekiel Elliott is. There's the difference. Melvin Gordon's a very good running back. Ezekiel Elliott is an elite top three running back in the NFL. So the LA Chargers might elect to, hey, we're going to go with Justin Jackson. We're going to go with Austin Eckler, our two backup guys, which are both pretty good players and young players. Whereas the Cowboys really have no fallback plan. If they don't have Ezekiel Elliott, there is no way they're making the playoffs this year. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Dick, we thank you so much. Sorry about interrupting your holiday. We'll let you get back to
the
smorgasbord. Oh, the Guinness. Have you had a Guinness yet?
No, you guys are... You're saving me money, guys, because my wife's down at the casino right now. And if I was down at the casino, I would have probably lost about $100 in the time that we were talking. So this is actually saving me a lot of headache and money. So I appreciate it.
You're a good man. Thank you, Dick.
See you, boys.